Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, she's still here. She's still sitting in this seat, even though she didn't consult with me about this decision to retire. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. State Representative Ray Felder is with us today, a lady who has served our state for not quite 12 years. It'll be 12 years by the end of this term. But as I referenced just a moment ago, you made some decision not to do this again. You had enough. And you didn't even call me to ask me about this. Was there a reason? Was my phone not working? What?
Yeah, there was a lot of people I could have definitely consulted, but the timing was just perfect. I believe that we should have some level of term limits, whatever that should be. I don't really know. But when David O'Neill, who represents the other side of Fort Mill, decided he was not going to seek re-election, I felt like it would be a good for our delegation in York County to have the two new members come on together. It worked out very well for Brandon Guffey and Heath Sessions when Gary Simrell and Sheriff Bryant retired, for them two to come in together. And I felt like that would be a good thing for north of the Catawba River as well.
Now, I want to ask you about that, because as a freshman legislator, you really don't get a whole lot of respect, or let's just say you're a nano nothing almost when you're down there. So how does that help out the district to have two new fresh faces representing the greater Fort Mill area?
Well, I think it helps out the delegation in keeping that experience, if you will. That institutional knowledge moving. Thank goodness Speaker Pro Tem Tommy Pope has been there for quite some time. He has a lot of institutional knowledge. Randy Ligon's been there a good while. Again, serves on some very important committees, has some great positions. Already we've seen Brandon Guffey is now serving on Judiciary Committee. Heath Sessions is doing a spectacular job. But to allow Fort Mill and TK to come in together, build that relationship together as part of the same freshman class, to have those same opportunities, if you will, I think it'll only make the delegation that much stronger.
Well, I would think they would get a little bit of attention, just a little bit because they're freshmen, because they're in such high growth areas. I mean, my God, the Fort Mill TK area, particularly Fort Mill, is just crazy.
And we have to already start thinking about that. And I know it's really hard to think ahead to 2030, but, you know, 2030 will be here before we blink an eye, it seems. Time goes so rapidly. When we do the census in 2030, I mean, in 2010, we had a new House seat north of the river. In 2020, we had another new House seat north of the river. In 2030, we're going to at least have another half a seat, because just the population. I mean, every day they're moving in to York County, entire county.
I'm just wondering whether we're going to get another Senate seat out of this.
It's very possible. Growth is still coming. I mean, it is just amazing. When you ride through York County now, or for me at least, especially on the western side of the county, I took the bypass over to I-85, took number 5, and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, rooftops are springing up just like they were in Fort Mill 15, 20 years ago.
Sure.
So our county is changing. We're growing. And with that growth comes the growing pains of that growth, the infrastructure. But the secret is out. people no longer think, do I want to live in North Carolina or South Carolina? They want to live in the Carolinas.
True.
They like the quality of life in the Carolinas. When they come to the Carolinas and they really start drilling down into where is the quality of life that I want, York County always rises to the surface. We have so much to offer.
Well, with that nice commercial that you just gave, and I think it's you're right on target.
Yeah, PRT.
PRT. The biggest concern I think elected officials have is how do we preserve what we've got?
Right.
When you bring too many people into any area, Fort Mill's a perfect example. Geographically, that school district has the smallest footprint of any of the four that are in York County.
Correct.
And yet they've got the largest population of students. To date, thank God for the voters, they go to the polls referendum after referendum after referendum and give the district what they need in the way of schools. Mm-hmm. So you just wonder, will that continue? Pennies for Progress is a perfect example.
Yes.
We wouldn't have anything like we have today if it weren't for Pennies for Progress. Yet, Pennies for Progress number 5 appears to be just a lot of rollover from Pennies number 4 mm-hmm. because of what's happened with inflation and cost of materials.
Right.
Any new big projects don't look like they're going to make it on Pennies 5. There'll be a lot of road repaving, which will be good.
Yes.
But as far as any big projects, don't think so. And you'd hate to see if there were a defeat of a referendum for a school bond or a Pennies for Progress. My God, what would it take to get that train back on the tracks?
That's right. We can't afford to let that train get off the tracks.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. There is that happy median. And I think we are doing a better job of that. We may approve, I think countywide you're seeing this, they may approve a large subdivision with 600-700 homes, but they stagger it. You know, you can only occupy so many of them at a time.
Right.
We're not going to let you just come in and build them all overnight. To try to let the infrastructure catch up, to try to make sure the school districts are prepared. But it's a very difficult puzzle to put together when you have this many people wanting to come live in an area.
Right.
And the people that own the property, do I really have a right to tell them, no, you can't sell it to the highest bidder for the highest dollar?
No.
It's yours.
Yeah.
So it is a very fine line. But I do commend what we have done locally. In Fort Mill, of course, we're blessed with the Anne Springs Close Greenway.
Mm.
I mean, to have that much land undeveloped that we all get to use is wonderful. The county now, I mean, we've got Miracle Park, very much needed asset for our county.
And we got the new Catawba Bend Preserve.
Yes, which is going to be huge.
Which is going to be basically a mirror of what the Anne Springs Close Greenway is in time, you know,
yes,
with all the work
that
has to be done down there. So, yeah, I think all that's coming together wonderfully. but, again, you know, you get a whole bunch of people.
Costs money.
Yep. But, you know, the people who are coming here think it's still a good deal to go to Fort Mill and pay $400,000 for an entry-level house because of where they used to live.
Exactly. And when they get their tax bill,
oh my God,
they're not whining at all.
No.
The people that are calling me about their tax bill is that elderly person that has lived in that mill house for 50 years, that it's been paid for forever. It's their home, and they get their tax bill, and they look at their tax bill and their Social Security check, and they're like, I can't afford to live here, but I can't afford to go anywhere else.
True. I got it.
Somehow we have got to find a more fair way of having these bond referendums. You know, I don't know what it needs to be, but I think when you reach a certain age, maybe you can't vote for or against a referendum, but you also don't have to pay it back because you've reached that age.
Well, you know, we have one of the blessings of living here in York County, and I guess the state of South Carolina, is when you reach, what is it, 65?
The homestead exemption.
Homestead exemption, which knocks $50,000 off your assessment. Right. Boom. Right then. Yeah. And you've got other credits that kick in for veterans and what have you.
Right.
All wonderful stuff.
Yes.
All right. So there we are. It's a nice problem to have.
It is. It's a nice problem to have, but you don't appreciate it until you go to parts of our state where they don't issue a building permit all year.
That's right.
Everybody's leaving.
That's right.
There's no Walmart. There may be a gas station that sells a hot dog, but that's about the only place there is.
Yeah.
You know, so it is a happy medium, I guess, of where it needs to be. Just recently had the opportunity to be in Richburg, South Carolina.
Mm.
You know, Richburg seemed like it was so far away for so long.
Then
we built that Gateway Center. Chester saw the vision and said, you know, this is a valuable piece of property on the interstate, convenient between Columbia and Charlotte. Let's build this convention center. And they do wonderful things there. I mean, have lots of events. The houses that are popping up, the subdivisions.
How about the new industries down there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fabulous.
It's fabulous. The next time you see your buddy Randy Ligon,
yes,
pull him aside and say, I want you to tell me the story of how you were involved with that Gateway Center.
Okay.
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
All right.
He deserves a lot of credit for that.
So
here you are. The fact that you've made this announcement that you're not going to run for re-election, has that impacted your last legislative term? I mean, are people looking at you with a jaundiced eye or a jealous eye or not paying much attention to what you want to see move forward? What?
I'm surprised at how busy it has really been, knowing this is my last term, knowing I've got these things I want to wrap up, and also knowing I want to at least plant that seed for those that will continue to serve, that we still have not accomplished this, this, and this. We've got to stay focused on it.
Okay, so what's on your list of wrap-ups? What does Ray Felder want to see wrapped up?
I would really love for us as a state to make some major improvements in our homeless and mental health and stability for those families that have fallen through the cracks. And every time I talk about this, I am talking about people that have lived here all their life, raised their families here. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about housing for illegal immigrants. I am talking about our population that are now outpriced. They can't afford to live here. There's no affordable housing. I think as a state, we have made progress. We've tried to do tax credits to build low-income housing. We've tried to make it more advantageous for developers to set aside property that can be used for the benefit of the community. But we seriously have at a crossroads, I think, in our state. We've done a great job with health care. We have some of the best health care in the country in South Carolina. But we do not have enough beds in South Carolina for our mental health patients.
Well, it's how long ago was it? Was it under Mark Sanford's administration that we decided that mental health was not a big deal? And then COVID hit, and all of a sudden, boom, we realized what a big deal it really is. Bull Street.
Yes.
It used to be a great big mental health facility there. Now, what is it, housing and shopping malls or whatever there?
They're redeveloping it now, yes.
We've learned a painful lesson. And, again, you take a look, that issue is tied directly with this affordable housing and homeless issue.
It is.
It's right there.
And accessibility to medical care, to health care.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of these people, as long as they're on their medication as prescribed by a physician, they can function in a normal lifestyle. But the minute that prescription runs out, and they don't have access to that medicine, and they can't get an appointment to see a psychiatrist for 2 months, then they fall off the track again. And there's got to be a better way of doing that.
So is anybody down there, besides the exiting Ray Felder, raising this issue about a lot of people.
I'm very fortunate. Speaker Merle Smith has really listened and listened hard and has done some things the previous year. In the budget process, we actually put grant money out there. So down in the Charleston area now, they have a facility they've opened with 124 beds. The flip side of that is, before it ever actually physically opened, it was full. Yeah. But so we know the need is there. And I think you'll see the speaker and the leadership continue to invest money in those types of facilities, crisis stabilization units to have a place for these people to go and get stable, and also a very much a focus on our veterans and where do our veterans go. So we built a couple of veterans homes. We're going to build a few more. We're trying to meet that need.
Makes you wonder if we put the energy and effort into this issue like we have put into attracting BMW or Boeing or some of these other industries, you wonder where we would be.
Well, I think it has to be a balance there.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we have to take care of the population we have, but we also have to make sure that there are jobs available. And those need to be jobs that have a living wage attached to them.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yes.
That we're going to pick up when we take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road and Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It is time. They are here. The crew is here. We have fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2. You, too, can join in on this. The white letters at the count of three. Are we ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. State Representative Ray Felder is our guest this afternoon. She has announced that she is not going to be running for re-election. 12 years is enough, right? That's just enough. All that clickety-clack up and down that road. So speaking of clickety-clack and roads, the governor last year, year before, I've lost track of this, finally agreed with the world that we have to do something about I-26, which connects Columbia to Charleston. Both big growing areas.
To a lot of our coastal communities depend on 26.
Yeah.
I mean, everything from Hilton Head north.
Yep, exactly. So I think they put aside $300 million to get the project started.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the configuration is supposed to be, but I'm sure it's going to be at least another lane in each direction, which would be three in each direction.
I think it's going to be two for four.
It's going to go to four? Mm-hmm. Good. They need that.
One section that's going to have three, I think.
But as we know, when it takes, talk about taking time to do something, building a road is a job. And it doesn't happen overnight. It could take 5, 6, 7, 10 years to get it done. But you can see what putting four lanes in from Columbia to about, I guess, 10 miles outside of Columbia,
mm-hmm.
what a difference that makes.
Right. Well, look at us here in York County.
Oh, Lord, yes.
When 77 got widened. I mean, it was wonderful. It was the best thing ever.
Yeah. So, thank you, Pennies for Progress.
Yes.
For getting us that incentive from Uncle Sam. So, roads is a big deal. Big, big, big deal in South Carolina. And up here, it's getting even bigger.
Yeah,
as are the issues about schools. And I think we're perceiving, Betty Jo Ray used to call us the redheaded stepchild of South Carolina. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But we've come a long way.
Yeah, but we're no longer the redheaded stepchild.
Not at all. York County is definitely, we
we're the Goldilocks. We're the Goldilocks.
Yeah, we are there now. And, you know, we, together as a delegation, we've worked very hard to make sure York County stays forefront and center when it comes to state money and state budget. Of course, we miss Representative Gary Simrell tremendously with his 30 years of institutional
right.
knowledge. But
how about John Hayes when he was down there?
He taught us well, though.
Yeah.
So we're trying.
But we've had, you know, we've had some great members of the delegation.
Yes.
That have been very forceful and
yes.
gotten us out of that position of being the redheaded stepchild. But still, with a high-growth area like we're in right now, we're not getting – I look at the Fort Mill school system. You know, they're on the other side of the spectrum. We're
yes.
growing so fast. We have this great academic performance, but we need help.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's really – you know, they're going wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but we have helped a lot. When I changed the legislation that allowed impact fees to be used to build schools
– right.
That was a tremendous game change in our entire state, but especially for districts like Lexington and Fort Mill and Horry County that are growing so rapidly. You know, they have to be able to build new buildings. I mean, you only have so much room to put so many children. So I think the impact fees is a step in the right direction. I think the new funding formula for education, it's more simplified. I think that's gonna. We're gonna see some improvement with that. There are pain. It's a painful change from the way we used to do it to the way we do it now. But I think we're headed in the right direction. I think Superintendent Weaver really has her finger on the financial wholeness of districts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lancaster County has been on fiscal watch for a couple of times now. We're just trying to do a much better job of the state offering assistance to those districts that need a little extra help to work with the new financial funding formulas.
Mm. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left in the program. What do you want to see get done this session? I mean, you talked about earlier, we talked about, you know, things like your wrap-up
yeah.
list. But specific legislation that you have in.
Well, I'm very proud. The governor has now signed the veterans' property tax exemption for our disabled veterans purchasing a primary home.
Good.
I think that's a good step for our state to always support our veterans. I think having the teacher pay increased again, We are consistently looking at that, and in the House budget this year, we have money there to allow for teacher raises again, which I think is very important. But I think we have to stay focused on teacher recruitment. If you look at our institutes of higher learning, we have fewer and fewer students that are enrolling in teaching programs.
And why is that?
It's not a glamorous career.
Well, and it's not compensated.
It doesn't pay the big bucks, right. And it's, for years and years, I think teaching was a wonderful profession because I wanted to raise my children. I wanted to be on the same schedule they're on and blah, 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 blah. But now we're looking at these various school schedules. Most every district now has some form of a modified schedule. So, you know, we've changed the way we live.
Well, and you've heard me pontificate about this before. I don't understand that when we've had these large surpluses, like we have had in South Carolina over the years, why we haven't decided as a state to change the model for the whole doggone country about how we compensate teachers. Because you all have been very successful in bringing the Boeings and the BMWs and the, you know, the tire companies and what have you, and they're paying these big private sector salaries, and that entices people who are in teaching to say, the heck with this, I'm going to go over there and do this, and don't have to put up with all the grief in the classroom that's coming these days. I don't understand why we've never taken that. I mean, I applaud the governor, you know, $2,500, $5,000, you know, trying to get to $50,000. But $50,000 compared to a private sector job doesn't match.
Right.
It doesn't match.
It doesn't match, but there's also a lot of differences there. That private sector job does not have a guaranteed retirement.
True.
Teacher job does. Teacher contract is typically 190 days of work per year, which that private sector job doesn't have. Teachers are just asked to do way too much today.
Yeah.
Teachers are asked to be on call 24/7 because of that parent portal on everybody's phone. I think we've got to go back and look at, we need to pay our teachers to teach. We need administration to deal with these other issues outside the classroom and free up our teachers' time. They're just overworked and burnt out.
Well, and we also need to figure out a way, this will never happen, to get parents to take more responsibility for what they're sending into the classroom every day. They need to be fed, parents, you know.
Yes.
So you brought them into this world, you ought to be able to feed them.
Get them to bed.
Get to bed at night. And this thing called some discipline. You know, if you had some discipline in the household, we wouldn't have some of these issues that we have in the schools. I mean, I got exactly what you're saying. Okay. I've had a wonderful time talking to you about a whole lot of things, which means we can come back and do this again.
We can,
and we will. I promise you that. Okay. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. By the way, thank you for your 12 years of service. And we still have 6 months before you're done.
Correct.
Right. Or more than that. 8 months, I guess. Yeah. So that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We do this 5 days a week, but they produce sandwiches 6 days a week, right? I don't know why we don't do it the seventh, but that's just a problem for management to deal with. All right, so how do we do what we do? It's called Fresh Subs and Salads, and we echo it out to all the masses who have not been here before in this magical formula. At the count of three, we're going to say it together. Are we ready? One, two, three. Life, life, life. Not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.